Speak a little more loudly and more clearly into the microphone, yes.
Okay. I've taken your advice, and I am waiting to get aligned for it to be published. I would like for Ms. Hay to publish it. My question is, am I almost aligned? And am I shooting myself in the foot by wanting her to publish it for me?
No, there is not anything inappropriate about defining the vortex through which you would like things to unfold, provided having that thought makes you feel good. Sometimes people will have an idea of something they want and they will fixate on one particular vortex through which their desire will be satisfied, and they do limit themselves because the universe has so many avenues that are lined up. And so, but as long as it feels good as you hold the thought, there is not anything inappropriate. We would like to encourage all of you to micromanage your creation a little less. In other words, the more general you are, usually the less resistance is in your vibration. The more specific you get, it's interesting because sometimes we talk about deliberate creation and we watch you. When you think about deliberate creation, most of you get so deliberate and picky and particular about your thoughts that then you frighten yourself with your thoughts. And then we see you go, cancel, cancel. You try to suck the thought back before law of attraction gets hold of it because you've learned how powerful law of attraction is. And so then we began explaining to you that there are three steps. Step one is you ask, and you can't help but do that. You ask all day, every day through life experience. And step two is source answers. Source not only answers, source becomes the vibrational equivalent of what you have asked for. Your vibrational escrow includes all of the things you've asked for and a non-physical you that is standing there in the non-physical vibrational realism of that. In other words, your desires are already created in the vibrational setting. Everything is vibrational first before it becomes manifestation. Manifestation is just a longer, more sophisticated version of something that it was vibrationally preceded by. Step three, you know this, is that then you must become a vibrational match to what you're asking for. And so when you think about what you want and you get very particular about it, if being particular about it excites you, then your precision is serving you. But if you get particular about it, it makes you more worried. Now your being specific is not serving you. So the rule of thumb is be as specific as you can be and still feel good. We notice that when you want something and you doubt that you can have it, the desire is actually uncomfortable. So then as you work to become more expectant of it, when you get to the place where you hope it can be, you don't know it will be, you don't believe it will be, but you want it and you hope it will be. Now, the discomfort softens and you begin moving more predominantly in the direction. Once you reach hope about something, you begin to close the gap. In other words, there's such a huge difference in the timing of the unfolding of things between doubt and hope. If you can tell your story the way you want it to be until you get into the hopeful place, you're well on your way to the full receiving of the manifestation. But now, as you're hopeful, as you talk to yourself with more specifics so that your hopefulness begins to feel more like believing, you tell the story often enough that it starts to feel natural to you. At first, did you hear yesterday as we were asking someone for a story? And there were no words at all. In other words, we coaxed them, but even when the words started coming, you could feel that the words didn't have anything behind them because they were sort of it was a foreign story. It sounded way off. But as you tell the story more and more and more and more and more, it moves from hopeful into believing. All a belief is a thought that you keep thinking. So as you give enough attention to what you're wanting, you activate the vibration enough that now it is a dominant vibration. That's what a belief is. It's a dominant vibration. I've practiced it and practiced it and practiced it, and I've stopped contradicting it, so I'm holding my ground with it, and now it is a belief. Well, once you get to the place where you believe that something will be, you don't know how it's going to come or when it's going to come or where it's going to come from or who's going to bring it. You just know what it is you want, and you know it's coming now. It is so fun to get specific as you play different games with yourself. Well, it could come this way and it could come that way. And every time you play about it,